This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is proudly sponsored by HarvestRack.com. Stop spending thousands of dollars on pre-made emergency food. Learn how to make your own healthy emergency food supply with the amazing in-home freeze dryer from HarvestRack.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In this last segment that I'm going to be on, Alex is going to be joining us live in studio. He's back from his well-deserved vacation. He's got a lot to talk about. I know you're going to want to hear his take on what's happened in the last week with the collapse of the border, leading, as we've been telling you for a very long time, as Alex Jones has been telling you, leading to a kind of implosion, overloading the entitlement system. This has been gamed by socialist planners for a very long time. They want to destroy the country economically so they can rebuild their socialist paradise. Now, one of the articles that we had earlier this week was the situation in Detroit, where one of the richest areas in the country, as we've gutted the manufacturing there, is now declining into a kind of a third world state where people can't even pay their water bills. They're having their water cut off by the thousands. Now, if you look at this article from the LA Times, if you look at this lady who's at the very top here, her name is Nicole Hill. She's holding up past due water bills. Now, one of the things that I didn't talk about, because I got on to how the socialists are working with the bankers to collapse economies here, just like they did in the socialist paradise of Venezuela with Hugo Chavez. They're bragging about how the bankers got 700% return on their investment in Bloomberg. You've got Barclays saying, even though the people there don't have water, even though they have to leave the country in order to get medicine, that they have their first responsibility is to pay their debt to the bankers. But what I didn't talk about, and what I meant to talk about the other day when I showed this, was what comes after the economic collapse? What are they going to rebuild on top of the ruins? Well, to give you a glimpse, let's look at this person here, Nicole Hill, who's the person that the LA Times uses essentially as the example of what's going on. She says, it's frightening because you think it's something that only happens somewhere in a third world country like Africa. She is a single mother who is studying homeland security at a local college. Do you see how this is breaking down? She's a homeland security major. Detroit has been collapsed by socialism into a decaying hulk of what it formerly was. The manufacturing jobs have been sent overseas. The people can't pay for their water bills, so what's left? They can study to become a part of the police surveillance state. It's Homeland Security that is running the tyranny internally in this country, that is collapsing the borders. It's Homeland Security that's doing that, and it's Homeland Security that these people are going to be working for. And Alex, did you want to say something on that? Or you?
No, sir. Okay. I apologize. I'm sitting here getting my notes ready.
Okay, that's good. I know he's going to have
an interruption.
I know he's going to have a lot to say about that. I thought you were coming for the mic, but that's what they're going to build on the ruins of this country. We've seen David Petraeus talking about what comes after America. North America, the North American Union. We've seen Nancy Pelosi saying, we have a community, North and South, that just happens to have a border running through it. They are now making an established fact what they passed into law 20 years ago. And if you look at the NDAA, at indefinite detention without trial, declaring the United States to be a war zone, saying that they're going to enact military law. They have done Rex 87, all of these different plans for decades, and now they're going to roll them out just like they're rolling out NAFTA. These people who are coming in from Central and South America, that is all part of the NAFTA plan. And that's what they're going to do with the police state. They enact the laws. They let them sit there for a while. If they had immediately started arresting people under the NDAA and holding them indefinitely without trial, if they'd passed that law and started doing that right away, there would have been a massive resistance against it. As it was, Obama said, I'm going to sign it, but don't worry, I'm not really going to enforce it. If they had done the same thing with NAFTA, if they'd signed the trade agreement and then immediately collapsed the borders, people would have woken up. They'd let it sit there for decades. Now they're doing it. Alex is going to be in here. In the next segment, he's going to be talking to Harry Dent about the economic situation that we're faced with here in the United States. Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Man, when I get home from work, all Betty does is watch her reality TV and then she goes to sleep. I can take her on romantic dates, I get her flowers, you name it. She's just not the woman I married.
Oh, Ralph, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? Are the honeymoon days of your relationship long gone? If so, consider the abundance of chemical additives, pesticides, BPA containers, contaminated tap water, and other toxic substances found in our environment. Experts know our bodies are suffering and being thrown off balance, especially when it comes to your natural systems. Forget synthetic chemicals. Super Female Vitality brings forward key herbs specifically chosen for women's biology without the use of phony additives. Get your bottle of Super Female Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Live life healthy.
Listen up, all you preppers and survival enthusiasts. Sigma 3 Survival School has a brand new survival instructor training program that will teach you everything you need to know about survival and then license you to teach our survival programs so you can make a substantial profit from it. If you have always wanted to learn to be completely self-reliant and would like to make money at it, then check out Sigma 3 Survival School Survival Instructor Program at survivalschool.us or call 479-561-3886 today.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I only took off 6 days. And it feels like I've been gone 100 years. And we have had emails flooding in, phone calls by the hundreds, thousands of emails, people all over YouTube, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com in the comments. Where is Alex? Where is Alex? Where is Alex? And I tell you, I am really touched by the fact that every time I take a few days off, it becomes a big deal with the wonderful listeners. And I'm extremely humbled by that. And I mean that. I'm extremely humbled by it. But I got to say, a lot of folks I talk to when I was even out of the country miss it when I'm gone. People come up to me, hey, you're not on yesterday. I guess you're here where I was in the Caribbean. I'll tell you about that coming up. But boy, David Knight and your crew are just doing a wonderful job. So, you know, used to, we didn't like it when you were gone, and we still don't. But, man, what a great crew you've got and what a great find you have. In David Knight. But, you know, David Knight, who filled in the last hour, because everybody I talk to, and of course the news is reporting on this as well, but everybody I talk to says the airlines are just a nightmare now. And it seems like the last year, every time I fly, it's totally screwed up. And this time was no different. And I'm not going to go into the whole story. All of you, I'm sure, have your own horror stories. It's just that this country is degenerating and degenerating fast. And when you go to Europe or you go even to third world countries in the Caribbean, and they're more free than the U.S. on so many fronts, it really freaks you out. At least it does from my perspective. And I've got a lot of mixed feelings concerning this because, on the one hand, horrible, 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 horrible things are happening. But on the other hand, incredibly good things are happening as well. The old saying is it's got to get bad before it gets better. Or it's always darkest before the dawn. We call those cliches because people say them so much because it's true. Truth is stranger than fiction. It's true. Misery loves company. It's true. Governments, if they get big, will hurt you and hurt you bad. It's true. Government is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. George Washington. And America, somehow in the last 60 years, got at the point of thinking, no, all that is not true. It's crazy to not want to have a giant government that runs your life. It's crazy to think that government might do something wrong. Why, keep the faith, as John Kerry and Hillary Clinton and Obama and Michelle, but also Hollande and Cameron. I mean, you look at their speeches, because I look at hundreds of news articles a day, conservatively. Let's be honest. 500 to 600 articles I look at a day, maybe 100 I read. I'm a news junkie. And so, but I'm sure you're seeing this too, but these are public speeches. It's not like it's hidden, where they're saying, keep the faith, it's going to get better, government loves you, government's the answer. Don't listen to people that say that tyranny's right around the corner and that government's some sinister force, it's a force of good. No, the truth is anything big and unaccountable will manifest the worst traits in humanity and will wreck civilizations and will burn cities and put people in slave camps. I don't care if it's the Aztecs. I don't care if it's the Babylonians. I don't care if it's the ancient Druids. I don't care if it was the Japanese during some periods or whether it was the North Koreans or whether it was Africa. It's the same story over and over again. Rome. And I say this a lot, but I really want to quantify it before I get into all the news. We are in a progressing tyranny. It's progressive, like brain cancer, malignant cancer. It's metastasized. It's blooming right now. And unequivocally, I can say the people running things are clearly going to stage massive terror attacks and blame it on domestic groups, and they are going to try to come arrest a lot of people. And they really are going to start a civil war. And anybody that doesn't want to go along with their tyranny, they'll have ISIS, Al-Qaeda, blow something up and claim that they did it with you. And it's real simple. People either wake up to that we've been hijacked, and we are honest about it, or we're going to lose everything. And I'm 100% sure, that's why every time I end up taking off a week, I realize I should do it more. Because when I do, it's just so much clearer. But you don't need a bunch of perception or historical perspectives or super smarts to look at what's going on, not just here, but all over the world under globalist management. And to see that they've created a really deviant, sick system. And we all study history to a certain extent. I mean, everybody knows famous things that have happened in history. Everybody knows, that's another cliche, but it really is true, that elites kill their own family members, marry their horses, dress up like werewolves and tear children's throats out, sacrifice children on fiery altars, bloody altars, have giant wars, make everyone worship them as God, and then become so psychopathic they commit suicide. I mean, if you study ancient corrupt societies in Rome, you name it, though, it would end up basically that if the leader or group of leaders had nuclear weapons, they would detonate them just so they could destroy the earth. In the old days, if it was Nero or it was, I forget which, a lot of the Aztec kings and Toltecs and Olmecs, they would commit suicide as well. That's what the elites do, is they kill a bunch of people and do weird stuff. I mean, everybody knows about the elites and their weird sexual proclivities that are bizarre. And believe me, the general public has no idea what goes on in Hollywood, no idea what goes on in rock and roll. I mean, people think they know what the royal family of England's into. It's so horrible, ladies and gentlemen, that I don't even want to talk about it on air. And you see the general public who thinks they know things are corrupt and bad, but really just don't have any idea how deep the waters really are. You know, I say that it's the best of times, the worst of times, to quote the intro passage from A Tale of Two Cities. But it is the best of times and the worst of times. And we're coming to the final leg in a downward spiral cycle that is going to be the most insane, out of control, mass mental illness breakdown the world's ever witnessed, with a bunch of high-tech GMO nuclear weapons, melting down reactors, mass pharmakia, drugging of the population, cultural breakdown, societal rot. If we don't turn the corner soon, it's going to be earth-shaking. It's going to be biblical in nature. It's going to be a third of the earth's population dead, conservatively. And that's what metrics show, not what the Bible says. The Bible does say that, but when you come face to face with what is now about to unfold, the purposeful, provisioned, lovingly prepared collapse of civilization, Agenda 21 on PCP, Cloward and Piven squared, with the globalist who tried to convince us that none of this was being set up, none of this was being prepared, don't pay attention to the man behind the mirror, go to sleep. And now, at the edge of the precipice, all they can use is the incredible goodwill. And what was good in Christendom and the Renaissance, those two things mixing together in Western culture, they use the good, better angels of Western civilization to then manipulate the good men and women that could stop this into actually aiding it through the new religion of political correctness that is a religion of societal suicide. A cultural national abortion of a full-grown civilization, a murder. And when you look at the truly evil people running things, they have a real desire to sink the planet. I mean, look at what globalists do to the third world countries. They've been keeping them in squalor and keeping them down and dumbing down their culture forever. And they've been doing it to a certain extent here, but wanted strong imperial command bases to launch their programs. But the age of man is coming to an end, and so now humanity has to be pulled down into the slums and have their food supply cut off so they can be socially engineered to accept full cultural control and absorption into the eugenics paradigm of forced population reduction, on which an H.R. Geiger-like Hellraiser template will be overlaid. I mean, they're not going to kill everybody to build something beautiful. The killing the people is the destination. The journey is the destination. The seals of hell, the very gates of hell, are now being opened.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Gain your independence this 4th of July. Emergency Essentials will help you prepare with our biggest Mountain House sale ever. Now through July 31st, save up to 50% on every Mountain House can in stock. Mountain House food is the premier solution for your long-term storage. The freeze-dried lasagna is only $17.49, and the pasta primavera is only $18.49. Call Emergency Essentials right now at 800-999-1863 or go to beprepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
I say I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was in self-defense. Freedom came my way one day, and I started out of town, yeah.
Welcome back. That was kind of a meandering last segment. Let me try to hone it in here. And play a clip of Nancy Pelosi dovetailed with General Petraeus in a moment. But when you study criminology, when you study psychology, when you study anthropology, it's all really the same. The patterns are repeated. And whether you believe in a physical devil or not, when we let an authoritarian system come into place, the very worst in the culture will end up migrating into the positions of power. And you'll have people low level, even in a corrupt system, that will mitigate some of that because they have humanity and they will basically sidestep the fraud. They will sidestep the oppression. They will let you get out of the net. But once the computerized system goes into place and you have zero ability to make your own decisions in corporate life, religious life, private life, governmental systems, regulatory systems, you are now simply a biological android, a robot that is carrying out the orders it's given. And then you're allowed a little tribal stimulation and some soccer games or football, and you're allowed to have some sex, and you're allowed to, while the noose is being tightened on the species itself and you're being given binary weapons, binary poisons into your body to kill you down the road, and they'll even make money out of treating the artificial illness that you were given. And I think that's really what it all comes down to, is 100% there is an artificial global scientific dictatorship forming that wants full control and is getting close. And the only way to beat it is to fully admit how real it is. Because, again, the general public are still good people on average, but are just so ignorant because they're being faced with something so encompassing. And I'm like a monkey in a cage that sees the bars. And I'm simply trying to get the other creatures around me to realize that we're in an artificial system that's becoming more and more artificial all the time, whose aim is our domination and then our slow bleeding out and destruction. The goal is to imprison us. The goal is to torture us. The goal is to destroy our families, destroy our culture, and to render us down. That's why good people tend to lose in the first three quarters of historical fights against evil, because good just can't believe it's happening because it doesn't make sense from a perspective of someone that has empathy and that has honor and that wants to be loving and that wants to be good. To have pure darkness coming against you, you just can't believe your lying eyes. But the good news is, every metric shows that government and the corporate systems that control it are in deep trouble. 7% approval rating, Gallup for Congress. 14% approval rating, down from 17 just a few months ago for the mainstream media. Alternative media, highest approval ratings ever, meteoric metric rise. But then you have to go to the next level and realize the system knows that, and it knew that all along, and it knew this would be unpopular. That's why the armored vehicles, the tanks, the helicopters, the checkpoints are coming out of the box and coming out of the subterranean garages. Is because they're taking the gloves off. But the average person, even that's going to enforce all this, is being decompartmentalized as the gloves come off. They're going, wait a minute, because the Liberty Movement, before we got to this point, warned everyone and was demonized and attacked. And the enemy's demonization and hatred and attack of us actually actually drew attention to us and is now boomeranging back on them. So we're at this key flux point right now where this could be turned around. I want to talk about that when we come back, but we can stop this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and get the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you, yes, take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Just as sure as the sun came up this morning, it's going to set in the evening. The globalist new plan and authoritarian hardcore takeover in this country. And it's a marvel of the enemy psyop that we can be in the middle of a global financial sustained meltdown and have the establishment since 2008 globally turning the economy off on purpose, only giving themselves the literally hundreds of trillions in dollars and euros and other currencies, and then passing the debt on to us while creating giant welfare classes whose daily government prayers are answered with more welfare and more largesse ready to do politically whatever they're told for their handouts. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, I've got so many hundreds of points I want to make. But we are in the midst of the continued economic conquest of the planet by the globalists. And again, they want to economically have conquest and control so that they can then run our lives, because that's what they desire to do. And they want to run our lives in a very bad direction. And as their plan comes into crisp focus, and everyone sees the hypocrisy, everyone sees the fraud, everyone sees the security theater for what it is, a power grab, all of us will have a decision to make as it becomes more and more apparent. Are you going to speak out against this when we have a chance to turn it around? Or are you going to be forced to stand up against it when there's not much hope? But now you realize how evil it is, and just your fight or flight kicks in. There's nowhere to run. You fight. I just got chills when I said that. And then, of course, there's a worse time. And I'm paraphrasing Winston Churchill right now. There's a time when you don't have any hope, but you're still going to fight because it's better than being on your knees having these wolves pull your guts out. That's what wolves do, folks. They eat you from the hind end up because they like to watch you. They like to hurt you. They like to hear you cry and beg. They enjoy their red meat with screams. The New World Order has already killed most of us. They've already taken 10, 20, 30 years off our lifespans. They've already fed us GMO poison. They've already filled our water with poison. And they sell us expensive treatments for what they've helped engineer. Now, a lot of it's human stupidity and human corruption, but guiding it and riding this beast of corruption, directing it like a grand conductor, is the archetype of Mephistopheles. And people ask, why? Because to them, great evil and great suffering of the innocent is a beautiful thing. And we are a nation that rationalized and made up the legal arguments that on many levels can make sense to you. 53 million babies since 1973 were not humans. And black people aren't humans, so go ahead and inject them with syphilis. And Appalachian poor white people weren't humans, so go ahead and sterilize them, inject them with syphilis. Oh, yeah, that's come out, too. It's just, you know, anybody they can get their hands on who nobody will believe, they're going to do this to them. What do you think they're doing now when I could sit here for 10 hours and just read declassified public tests of lethal and close to lethal agents on innocent populations by the people running this government? Of course they took blood for 42 years worldwide at birth from everyone under globalist control. That's the British Empire, Europe, and the United States. That's the global empire right now. I mean, my gosh, the Arabs are corrupt and out of control. The Russians have got their own corruption, but they're not putting cancer viruses in their vaccines. Oh, they were back in the Soviet Union. That's why they've rejected everything they were, at least on the surface. Old habits die hard. But it's all real. The New World Order is real. All the things they're doing to us are real. Look at the lawlessness of military bases all over the United States as staging grounds for the welfare queens of Latin America and the rest of the world now is coming. These aren't the, quote, hardworking immigrants that would come here in the past who then second generation will become welfare queens like other Americans. but still vote for the Democratic Party and gun control and socialism because that was the group that was their friend, even as they pushed Gardasil shots on their daughters. Sterilization shots. Now it's literally the criminal dregs, the mules, the gang members, the mentally disturbed, the prisoners, and, you know, 500-pound women with six kids in six-sex underwear. Dumping them here. And then having the gall with Nancy Pelosi last weekend coming out and saying we're all citizens of North America, this hemisphere. We're all Americans. That's the new talking point. That's Petraeus saying what's next, North America. But it's not some North America where you mix Switzerland and the United States better attributes with the better attributes of Latin America. And there's some good things about Latin America. No, no, no. You take the worst things and you put them on a pedestal. And why did the CIA declassify last year that they would promote sick and deviant art? And that they would push that on the American audience? Because they had to get you, in their own words, used to accepting anything. And it's not that I can't handle sick or deviant art. It's not that there isn't even something sometimes too sick or deviant art to illustrate something political. It's that they pushed it to sabotage the elective process that a normal brain would develop over life to push people into degeneracy. So that you would be weak and could be destroyed. And I told people that for years, and now it's declassified. I mean, it's not, I don't need to read classified documents to look at an operation. And again, it is as if Satan himself ran our government. Whether you believe in the devil or not. Because the way they get good people to go along with this and to work for it and to be part of it and how deceived they are and how invested in the lie they are, destroying their own future. Imagine the fact that we broke 3 weeks ago with emergency managers, ICE agents, video of it, whistleblowers on camera, off camera, by every journalistic standard. Wasn't the radio host Alex Jones, the mad prophet of the airwaves, as they call me, you know, at the Southern Poverty Law Center or Time Magazine, up there ranting about it. It was just reporters being serious, going down doing interviews. Then a week after we broke it, Drudge Report carried it, drudgereport.com, carried the Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com articles, AP came out and said, the illegals are being bussed deeper into the United States by the government. They didn't go on to say, by the way, the government pays for it and advertises for them to come up here, but they told most of the story. And then guess who came out as soon as that got traction? The White House came out through Media Matters, but the White House came out as well and said, I mean, this is the anatomy, the tissue of a total fraud, the structure of it. You can study just this one lie with a master's degree. And because once you understand this lie, you understand how all the other lies work. And how the lie just sits there as a fraud, and then it's just an excuse for us to do nothing, Congress to do nothing, the states to do nothing, while our entire futures are being burned down now. This is only the beginning. You have small towns collapsing all along the 2,000-mile border. You have crime exploding. And you have the federal government pulling in with buses from Mexico. And no Border Patrol trucks at a stand down. And not just us saying it. The Border Patrol Union president and vice president are on InfoWars.com, Breitbart, on record saying, yes, we've been ordered 3 months ago to stand down from Southern California to Southern Texas, from San Diego to Brownsville is the quote. There is no border enforcement going on. I was down in Big Bend 3 months ago and told you, I used to see Border Patrol everywhere. They were nowhere. I used to pull into the checkpoint in Alpine, 70 miles in, where they would let illegals through but be told to go after citizens. There was no one there. One guy, and they just were waving everybody through. Wide open. And Mexico opened its southern border on record. I mean, this is the false flag. And the public is so in the dark that even when AP comes out and admits it, no one has an instinct to get freaked out about it. And so really, I'm just marveling, taking off 6 days, spending time with family. I just in retrospective, it was just, it just hit me. It's all real. It's really, it's all beyond what I thought. It's so evil. And it's all just about to start. You've seen nothing. Nothing yet. No, they really want to put 50 million of us in camps just in the U.S. alone and pull our teeth out with pliers, folks. And they will do it. Because they want to. They really are going to blow up federal buildings and blame it on us. They really are going to bring in a total world government and release bioweapons in the next phase after that and just start culling people en masse. They really are wrecking everything on purpose. And again, you go to the TSA and you say you want to opt out, and the public's been bucking them so much they've made them behave and gotten rid of the more imperious people. But I had this one guy literally bug his eyes out and go, so you want to opt out? He was scaring me. This is in Houston last night, coming back through at the end of, quote, customs. And I started just preaching at him, not in a loud voice. And they were freaking out. They had like six of them around me. And all I was doing was calmly saying, listen, this is all basically unlawful. But I said, you know, the southern border is wide open. And I said, you're supposed to let me through and just do your, quote, pat down. You know, I've done nothing to you. And I'm sad that you're such an unhappy person that you're bugging your eyes out at me and getting mad at me. And this went on for about 2 minutes, and they all just collapsed. And then the head guy came over and apologized and took me through. And I realized the fact that I didn't even get angry at him. I literally said, you are a poor slave, and I love you. And I'm sorry that you've had such an empty life, that this is the only job you've got, and you're on this petty power trip, and that you know this is a fraud and a lie. And you know you're jumping all over me. This old lady, it was like six of them, in my face, and you're acting like you'd like to hurt me. Look at your fellow citizens with their shoes off to be humiliated, like they're going into a, de-lousing Nazi facility with their clothes stripped off. And just look at how this is a total preparation for takeover. And how they lie to you about the cancer risk of these machines. And see, it wasn't fun anymore. Because I wasn't even angry at them. But our borders are wide open. And they now have internal highway checkpoints They now have snitch systems. They now, in the news, oh, yes, nationwide, we're putting up microphones and systems that grab all your data without warrants and track everything you do in real time to keep you safe. It's all completely illegal, but we're doing it. But the border's wide open. Oh, and by the way, the Tea Party are terrorists, and the Pentagon's training that they're going to start a civil war and start bombing police stations everywhere with no proof, no evidence, no background, no history. Again, with all the sitcoms and dramas showing the Patriots blowing everything up in almost every TV show out there, every cop show, every drama, every FBI show, every, you know, 24-type show, because they're preparing that. And they don't care how many people die because they're sitting offshore. They're going to watch the whole thing and fiddle while America burns. And so really it comes down to this point for the American people, and the people of the world as well. This is global. You may think you're in Switzerland, you're going to be okay. You may think you're off in some Caribbean island, you're going to be okay. No, you're not. This collapse is a spiritual collapse, a cultural collapse of morals. And all of it is so expertly done, where they only gave the TV licenses to the most horrible fake con artist preachers to destroy Christianity. I mean, it's genius. I mean, I marvel at it, quite frankly, because I see the whole design, and then I see the public walking into the meat grinder, and I don't even know what to say. I'm going to play the Pelosi clip when they come back. Stay with us.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth deep earth crystals, and the results that I personally have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
gift of consciousness and for the fact that despite all of my foibles and warts, I do want justice. And I'm not a coward. And I'm going to go to the end against these people. Because there's no hope in giving in to them. And I think once we can create a spark in the mind out there, in fact, I know this, it's infectious, especially in a time of great evil. We need to reach out to people and let them know the full story, why things are bad, why things don't seem right, why things are so twisted. Think of the arrogance of the elite to open the Mexican border to Guatemala and to open the Texas and California and Arizona and other borders on the south of the United States to flood the country and have Nancy Pelosi say, oh, I love the Hispanic children. I want to take some home with me if I could. As if that multi-hundred millionaire, swindling, criminal, mafia, literal witch. I mean, these are gangsters, folks, by every metric. Feinstein, all of them. I mean, these are criminal masterminds. And they can open the borders up and say, don't be racist. Take home some Hispanic children. What? And, this is our family. This is North America. This is our region. This is our hemisphere. This is our, because we're in the North American Union. And what conservatives have to realize is George W. Bush signed that in a secret agreement with Vicente Fox, declassified 2007. He signed it in 2005. The full agreement remains classified. That's why I've been freaking out, folks. They have classified North American Union agreements, and then Bush comes out in 2007 and gives a Rose Garden speech with Merkel. This is an endgame, and Barroso, the head of the EU at the time, admitting it all. I mean, it's like the Southern Poverty Law Center and the White House mouthpiece, the mouth of Sauron, Media Matters, came out last week and said, you know, Fox News, CNN, picking up Alex Jones's conspiracy theory that they're letting illegals in. Letting them in? Hell, they're paying to ship them wherever they want to go. I mean, I have it in triplicate. ICE whistleblowers, emergency managers of major cities, video of it. I mean, you think I just get up here and say hydrofluorosilicic acid will reduce your child's IQ by at least 10 points, Harvard study? You think I just made that up? Sevenfold increase in bone cancer? You think I'm not making jack crap up, okay? I'm not making nothing up. And I'm sick of people out there in denial. You're going to lose everything, people. We're in grave danger. We're already in deep you-know-what, but it's getting deeper fast. And as a man, as a parent, I mean, my spider sense is just off the charts. And I told you months ago, get ready. They've got full-scale war in Ukraine, full-scale war in the Middle East and in Africa with Al-Qaeda taking over everywhere. Missiles have been given to them by our evil government. The border's wide open. It's like a bad James Bond villain runs America. And it's beyond Obama. I never got to the Pelosi clip. We'll get to it with... Let's go out to break with her. I said I'd do it. Go out to break with her. Here she is.
Anyone who comes here sees that this is a community with a border going through it.
Boldly proclaimed the coming North American decades as the title now. It's founded on recognition that if you put these three economies together, as has been the case 20 years
ago. We'll be back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball, Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they